This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, the best of lunchtime radio, is definitely in a full swing on a thirsty throwback Thursday. I go by the name of King Bash, Abu Dementis Dog himself. Now, as you know, SA Innovation Week 2026 is from the 16th to the 20th of March. It is South Africa's first National Innovation Week, uniting innovators, inventors, corporates, researchers, and policymakers. Now, the week functions as a live innovation marketplace, turning ideas into action, solutions, and impact. And yesterday, I had a conversation with the CEO of SA Innovation Forum, and today we keep the conversation going. And joining me is Dr. Mate, who is the incoming CEO at a Technology Innovation Agency. Good afternoon, Dr. Mate. How are you doing this afternoon?
Good afternoon, Kim, and good afternoon to your listeners as well. I'm doing well.
No, thank you so much for taking your time to come and join us on the show. We're really excited about this conversation. So let's dive straight into it. Now, Dr. Mate, what role does the innovation play in boosting, you know, the economy, particularly for underserved regions, that is?
Kim, I think just to take you back, the Technology Innovation Agency, who are the convener for this Innovation Week, they were established to address one key challenge that the country was faced with. This was more than 15 years ago, that we do a lot of research in South Africa, excellent research that's done through science councils and universities, but we don't take these innovative ideas to conclusion and commercialize them and assist in creating jobs, etc. So that's really the main role that the Technology Innovation Agency is supposed to drive. And we're using this Innovation Week as a platform to actually bring all the innovators, bring all the key stakeholders, including government, private sector, the funders, etc., so that we can co-create the future that we want through innovation.
Most definitely, Dr. Mate. And I also want to find out, why is innovation, you know, critical for South Africa right now?
Yeah, very, very, very critical. We are not on our own. We are competing in a very competitive world in all sectors, whether be it in energy, be it in mining, in the ICT. For us to be able to compete and retain some of the competitive advantage that we had for many years, we need to innovate. We need to make sure that our goods and services, from a price point of view, from a quality point of view, and also from a market attractiveness point of view, we are at the leading spot so that we can compete with the likes of China, with the likes of America, and all the other countries that are at the forefront of producing products that are being sold to South Africa. There's also the advantage of us having we're blessed with huge resources, be it in the energy space or in the mining space, and we need to move away from just shipping our resources to external countries, and then they beneficiate, and then we bring them back to South Africa at a huge cost.
Yeah.
So we're trying to address that gap. And in the process, of course, we're creating jobs and opportunities for SMEs as well as the youth and women of this country.
Quite interesting. All right. Now, I mean, you know, what is Technology Innovation Agency's long-term vision for the innovation ecosystem?
Yeah, long term, as I indicated, we have serious socio-economic challenges as a country. Our economy is not growing at the rate that we want. We're currently growing at about 1.2%, 1.5%. We want to grow at a minimum of 3% and ideally 5%. To get there, we need to innovate. We need to produce products that are competitive so we can compete in the global market. Secondly, it's an issue of jobs. As you know, more than 30% of people are unemployed. It's even worse when you categorize them in terms of youth and women. So innovation is going to help us to create opportunities, create new industries that are able to address the social economic challenges that that we are facing. That's just at a high level.
Yeah.
But of course, in the long term, we also need to be a leader in some of the technologies that we are busy incubating at this point in time. Particularly in the ICT space, you may know what's happening with the AI, machine learning and robotics, etc., that we need to catch up so that we also become a key player in that market going forward.
All right. Now, Dr. Mata, I mean, you know, Technology Innovation Agency held a strategic engagement with the CEOs of science councils. What are the main outcomes of these efforts?
Yeah, we just concluded a breakfast session with the science council. We're very pleased that it was well attended. There is a general buy-in from everyone to say we need to work together. We've got limited resources. We can work in silos, both in terms of human capital as also in terms of the funding. Mm. We need to pool our resources together. I think there is an agreement around that. There's also an agreement around thematic areas that we need to focus on. ICT, that, like I mentioned earlier, is one area that we may want to focus on going forward. Mm. Mining may be another area that we want to focus on. The energy security matters that we're currently faced with as a country, we need to focus on that. There's also a dire need for a thought leader in the innovation space, and TIA is seen as that organization that can play that role to pool all the resources together and mobilize funding to invest in the innovation that the innovators are currently busy establishing at this point in time. We agreed that we will continue with these engagements going forward. So as an incoming CEO of TIA, I will be engaging with each and every of the science councils to map a detailed plan in terms of what needs to happen and then how we're going to measure progress as we move forward. But it's very, very exciting, and I'm very encouraged by the positive spirit that was in the room when we were discussing what needs to happen next.
And speaking of this positive spirit, I mean, how is TIA, you know, collaborating with the private sector, academia, and the government to strengthen partnerships within the innovation ecosystem?
So there are various instruments that TIA is currently using over and above being a funder, you know, where the private sector SMEs will make an application, TIA processes, and then if they are happy with the innovation, then they'll fund it. But going forward, TIA wants to play more of a curator role where we co-create together with the private sector, the innovator, so that it's not just a transactional relationship between TIA as well as the partners that we're currently having. Mm. So the TIA 2.0 that you may have heard about, it's actually going to be implemented in three phases. The first phase is more about consolidation and making sure that there's alignment, the clarity of roles, who needs to do what, and then also dealing with the housekeeping matter to make sure that we're able to deliver and improve on our efficiencies as a TIA. And then next phase, it's a phase of growth where we want to grow the number of innovators that are incubated and co-create. And then the last phase will be to scale up. But to scale up, we will need co-funding coming from, you know, big players, the likes of IDC, the likes of PIC, the commercial banks that we may want to bring on board to be able to co-invest in the innovation that TIA is going to be driving for the next 10 years or so.
Most definitely. Now, as the incoming CEO, how does, you know, success look like for SA Innovation Week?
I think already, having these engagements, it's a success on its own. Having science councils being here, participating, and having TVET colleges, in fact, where I'm currently at now, there's downstairs, there's TVET colleges that are engaged in a discussion around how they can participate in innovation. Having funders, there's a couple of funders that are here, and having private sector, there will be an opportunity for some of the innovators to pitch their ideas and innovative ideas to potential funders. Mm. For me, if we can conclude agreements, conclude funding agreements for some of these innovative ideas that are going to be discussed during this week, it will be a great success. And also having an alignment with the key stakeholders, be it from government, academic sector, as well as a civil society in general. Having that alignment and having everyone agreeing on the roadmap and endorsing the TIA 2.0 strategy, I think that would be a great success.
Most definitely. And before I let you go, Dr. Mata, I mean, how is, you know, TIA positioning itself for the next 15 years in terms of scaling innovation, supporting commercialization, and driving inclusive growth?
Yeah, I sort of spoke to that, but let me repeat it again. TIA wants to be a thought leader going forward. There is a TIA 2.0 strategy that has just been endorsed. And of course, it's going through the governance processes to make sure that it's approved all the way up to the ministerial level. And in the strategy, it talks about the next 2 to 3 years where we're going to be consolidating, we're going to be assessing where we are currently at, creating a baseline and co-creating some of the initiatives. And then we'll move on to the next phase, which is a growth phase, where we now increase the number of ideas that are being incubated, increase the number of commercial entities that are going to be established. And then the last phase, of course, will be the phase of scaling up, turning all of these incubations and ideas into serious new markets, new industries, and support the industrialization drive of the country. And the areas that we are earmarking, as I indicated, is like ICT, one area that we are earmarking. The medical space is another area that we are focusing on, space in general, as well as mining and energy. Those are just some of the areas that we are going to be focusing on, of course, guided by the Department of Science, Technology and Innovation Decadal Plan, which identifies some of the thematic areas that we need to be focusing on for the next 10 years.
Dr. Mate, thank you so much for taking your time to come and join us on the show. All the best in your new position. We really hope for the best, and may you have yourself a fantastic day further.
Thank you very much, Jim, and thank you for the opportunity. Please call on me when I join formally the TIA. I really would want to continue with this engagement and give you feedback in terms of how we're doing and where the challenges and what we're doing.
That'll be amazing. Thank you so much, Dr. Mate.
Great stuff. Thank you.
All right. And that is, or that was rather, Dr. Mate, who is the incoming CEO at Technology Innovation Agency.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.